You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Robeson, White Plains Hospital, Hightower Westchester, Michael Labriola Landscape Design, and A.G. Williams Painting Company. We are at the Westchester Women's Summit at the Sonesta White Plains. And joining me right now is Rochelle Kajatorian, who is a family nurse practitioner and holistic care professional. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So today, obviously, we're all about women, and we're all about women being successful, but also healthy. And I think that one of your goals is to make sure that women are doing their due diligence to stay on top of their health. Tell us about that.
So much of our lives as women are focused on other people. We are born caregivers, and we give so much of our lives taking care of our families, our parents, our spouses, our children. And at a certain point in your life, things are going to catch up to you. And it's so important to make sure that you're getting annual physical exams. So many of the women that come to see me as an internal medicine provider have not had physicals in years. Maybe they had 3 or 4 kids. Even 2 kids.
Yes.
And they've only seen their GYN, but they consider that an annual physical, but it's really not, because they don't check your cholesterol. They're not going to follow your blood pressure necessarily. If it's super high, they may treat it, but they're probably going to send you back to your PCP. Making sure that you're open and honest about how you're feeling mentally, physically, emotionally, these things are all part and parcel of making sure that you're healthy.
Let's talk a little bit about being proactive, because I think most people are reactionary. They don't go unless they're having a symptom or something doesn't seem right. But there's a lot of things that can be going awry that there are no symptoms of.
Absolutely. And I'm going to kind of tote the flag of nurse practitioners here. As nurses, we absolutely focus on preventive care. And we would love to be able to stop you from getting high blood pressure. If we see that you're inching up, we want to work with you on behavioral changes. We don't want to throw medicine at you when all of a sudden your blood pressure's through the roof, which is going to affect everything else in your life, everything else in your body. We would rather work with you on some simple diet changes that can make a difference, that can make a huge difference, like lowering your salt intake, screenings, mammograms, pap smears. Other things like bone density once you reach a certain age, colonoscopies, all of these screenings are so
important, imperative.
Yes, imperative.
I'm hearing you, and I'm saying yes to everything that you're saying. And at the top of the interview, you said, you know, we just don't put ourselves first. So what is a strategy? It sounds great, and you say you're going to do it, but you don't necessarily do it. So what is a strategy to make sure that we do this follow through?
That's an amazing question. I struggle with that with my patients on a daily basis. And I talk to each one of them where they are at the moment. Some people have just gotten to that point, I'm just ready to take care of myself. My kids are out of the house. My parents are okay for the moment. I wanna start taking care of myself again. And I love that. That's a great place for me to start with a patient. But if I get a patient that comes in because they just were in the hospital because they had diverticulitis, they have not had a primary care appointment in years, or they're in there for high blood pressure, or they fainted for some reason, those patients I get all the time. And I try to meet them where they are and ask them the things that have kept them from taking care of themselves. I try to counsel them on ways of putting their health first. And if you get a provider, if you find a provider that you really click with, that you feel so comfortable with, and you know they're looking out for your best interest, you're more likely to follow what they're asking you to do.
That's a really good point. So you're not dreading it. So how can people learn more, reach you, do what they should be doing?
Great question again. I am with White Plains Hospital. You can look me up on the internet. You can Google us and just click on my link for White Plains Hospital. My office number is 914-220-0283. And I am taking new patients, and I'd love to see you. Rochelle Kajatorian.
Thank you for all that you do. You are listening to Westchester Talk Radio, brought to you by Shark Creative.